Hare Krishna. So continuing the same theme, Krishna is glorifying transcendental knowledge and he's talking about the results acquired by acquiring the transcendental knowledge. So let's see in Shloka number 38, one more glory, one more result.
Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram iha vidyate. तत्स्वयं योगसंसिद्धः कालेनात्मनि विन्दति.
So here Krishna is saying, Iha, in this world, Iha, in this world, Nahi jnanena sadrisham, he is saying that Nahi jnanena sadrisham pavitram vidyate. So there is nothing as sublime and pure, pavitram, as compared to this transcendental knowledge, this jnana. And then he says, Yoga samsiddha. This knowledge that we're talking about is a mature fruit of mysticism. Yoga samsiddha. And tat swayam kalena atmani vindati. So the one who has acquired this knowledge, that knowledge, swayam kalena atmani vindati, that person will enjoy this knowledge within himself. So that is Swayam, yes, in due course of time, Kalena. So now, here, this particular shloka says that with time, when the person acquires this transcendental knowledge, he enjoys the same within. He acquires a peace within. That's what we understand from the shloka. Now, here, the word Kalena is very important. So in the previous chapters, we have seen, especially the first chapter, Arjuna was hell-bent upon one point that, no, I'll take sannyas, I'll not fight. Why? Taking sannyas will actually be the solution to everything. But then he was not understanding that sannyas is not everything. But still he had this mood that if I take sannyas, then maybe I'll get transcendental knowledge. Many, many people feel that. But then, here Krishna makes it very clear, kalena, with time. So many times the Mayavadis, they take sannyas, they just change the outer garb, outer attire, and they feel that yes, just by doing this, the person will be able to acquire transcendental knowledge. He'll be freed from all the contamination. But then that is not the fact. With time, when the person works in a detached manner, or with time, when the person is practicing devotional service, the result of the devotional service or the result of the detached work will actually lead to transcendental knowledge or the purification of the heart. So in this way, we understand this word kalena is very important here, which says with time, in course of time. Here it is given that when we speak of transcendental knowledge, we do so in terms of spiritual understanding. So whenever we say transcendental knowledge, now we need to understand we are talking about something which is beyond human reach. That is called as transcendental. So beyond human reach. And what is beyond human reach? Beyond human reach is the spiritual realm, the spiritual aspect. So when we say transcendental knowledge, we are talking about the spiritual understanding. Another very important point that is given, there is nothing so sublime and pure as transcendental knowledge. Why is it so? Because this transcendental knowledge is untouched by the contamination of this world. This is what has to be very clear to all of us. This is not the mundane knowledge which is there in the textbooks of schools and colleges. This is something which is revealed within the heart by the causeless mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Since the Lord is untouched by the contamination of this world, the knowledge which He gives, that is also untouched by the contamination of this world. So it is said sublime and transcendental. A very important point, you can say a punchline in this particular verse is, ignorance is the cause of our bondage and knowledge is the cause of our liberation. So why are people in this world completely bound in the cycle of birth and death, lifetime after lifetime after lifetime? Why? Only one reason. That is ignorance. The person is in complete ignorance. And when the person is in complete ignorance, so what happens? That person will again and again and again take birth because of that particular ignorance. But as soon as the person gets knowledge, the transcendental knowledge, now about himself, who is he, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead? What is my relationship with Supreme Personality of Godhead? Then no more he is in ignorance, thinking I am this body, I am not spirit soul. He comes to the knowledge that I am spirit soul, not this body, and I am part and parcel of Krishna. So what am I supposed to do? I am supposed to do bhakti. I am supposed to serve Lord Shri Krishna. And when the person is doing this, automatically he is marching towards liberation, because he is there now on the spiritual platform and not on the material platform. So ignorance pulls the person down to the material platform, and knowledge pulls the person up to the platform of spirituality. So here now it is given that this knowledge is the mature fruit of devotional service, and when one is situated in the transcendental knowledge, he need not search for peace elsewhere, for he enjoys peace within himself. The entire world is searching for peace.
Yes.
Everyone is just searching around for happiness and peace, thinking I'll get happiness and peace here, there, and spending so much of money, so much of time, so much of energy. But guess what? No one is successful. That is the truth of this world. Everyone is running around to search for peace. Everyone is running around to search for happiness. But then, unfortunately, people don't realize that happiness is not there somewhere else. Happiness is there when with us. I remember a nice story here. So king was very much distressed. He wanted some happiness, but then he was not getting, he had everything. Then finally, you know, when he was on the tour of this kingdom, he saw a sadhu, a saint. He was peaceful, he was very happy. And then the king became a bit jealous, thinking he doesn't have anything, he's a pauper and he's so happy. And I have everything, why I'm not happy? So at that time, the king called the sadhu to him in his palace, and he said, please help me out, I want happiness. And the sadhu told the king, chalo, let's go to the garden. And they went to the garden. And the sadhu said, no, there's so many beautiful flowers here, all of them are so fragrant. And all of them are so colorful. And you see, there's so many beautiful, colorful butterflies on the flower. And sadhu, he told the king that, go and catch butterfly and get it here. Now the king started thinking, I asked for happiness, this person is playing a game with me, what's wrong with him? But the sadhu said, no, you just go and do what I'm saying. Now the king started running. I'm sure all of us might have experienced catching a butterfly in the childhood. It's not easy. The king started running from one place to another, going behind one butterfly, going behind another butterfly. Finally the king got so tired that he just sat there after hours of endeavor. And when he sat there, at that time, one very beautiful butterfly came flying and flying and flying, and it sat on the nose of the king. At that time, sadhu came from behind and he said, similar is happiness. Don't run behind the happiness. It will come on its own and it will sit on your nose and you can see it. Yes. So in this way, what we understand here is happiness is not outside, the happiness is within. And that happiness that is within, we'll be able to experience only and only and only when we get the transcendental knowledge. So this transcendental knowledge is something which will get that peace, that get that happiness. And we understood what is transcendental knowledge. And we also understand that this transcendental knowledge we can get only and only and only by practicing bhakti. Without practice of bhakti, we cannot expect anything. Anything. Peace and happiness, etc. we should forget if one is not practicing bhakti. Only if someone is practicing bhakti, that person can say, yes, in due course of time, I will surely attain that peace and happiness within. And when that happens, no one in this world can do anything to that person. He will be completely aloof. Completely aloof. He might be there in this world doing various activities, but still he might be aloof from the miseries and suffering, and he'll be relishing something that is on a transcendental platform. And so it is said that this knowledge and peace culminates in Krishna consciousness. That is the last word in the Bhagavad Gita. So this knowledge and peace culminates in what? Krishna consciousness. So basically, anyone who practices Krishna consciousness will get knowledge and peace. And that person will be able to realize something higher on the transcendental plane. So now Krishna is going to speak about something very important. After speaking so much of glory, and it's almost like an advertisement that Krishna gave, that yes, by transcendental knowledge you will get this. Now Krishna is saying, if one has faith in the transcendental knowledge, what will happen? So this is a very important point that Krishna is going to make in the next shloka. So let's see that in the next shloka. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.